Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. We're talking about mind renewal equals spirit dominion. Mind renewal equals spirit dominion. We're looking at five ways to activate the effects of our minds being renewed, allowing Christ to flow through us. And last time we got off into all sorts of things. I've been jumping around. I'm so excited about this. Please forgive me. But we start talking about walking in the Spirit. And if we live in the Spirit or live out of our spirit, we'll not fulfill the desires of the flesh. We'll not try to walk in works, but we'll walk in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Christ has made us free. We talked about Galatians chapter 5. We got into verse 16 through 18, and then a little bit in chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. We ended up last time talking about the love of God. And in these five ways of walking in our minds being renewed, number one is walk in the Spirit. We said that the love of God is the key to walking in the Spirit. We've got to get rid of strife, get rid of unforgiveness, and stop being offended. And then confusion and every evil work does not have a place in us, according to James chapter 3, verse 16. In fact, I'm impressed right now. Let's make a confession of faith. Say this after me. Thank God, confusion and every evil work will not dominate me because I'm free from strife. I'm walking in love. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's a good confession to get the day started or the end of the day or whenever you're listening to this episode. So we're going to move on into number two. Number one, walk in the Spirit. Number two, your soul must prosper. Your soul must prosper. God wants your soul prospering. We're going to start in James chapter 1 with that. Talk about the saving of the soul. In chapter 1, verse 19, I realize this is familiar scripture for a lot of you, but let's go back over it. It's always good to review ourselves, review the word, and put ourselves in a place where we are humble to receive and remind ourselves of what he's provided for us. James chapter 1, verse 19, your soul must prosper. James 1, 19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Okay, well, we could stop right there and go for a while, couldn't we? Look at those swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, slow to get into anger. Verse 20, for the anger or wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, put away all filthiness and overflowing of wickedness and receive with meekness the engrafted word. That means it's already in you, it's already engrafted in you, which is able to save your souls. You see, a lot of people think this is talking about becoming a Christian. And I'm not going to say it's not, but I'm going to just say this. James is talking here to believers. He's talking to believers saying your soul needs to be saved, your mind, will, and emotions. What do we say? Your mind needs to be renewed. Your will needs to be line up with God's will. And your emotions need to come under the dominion of your spirit. So you see, that's really the saving of the soul. The soulish realm being the mind, will, emotions, and including the intellect. So how many souls are being saved by listening to this podcast, this particular episode, or any of the episodes, or any time the Word of God is preached or taught anywhere that you hear it through any resource? The amount of people who are listening to the Word and putting aside those things of the flesh, their souls are being saved. That's what the word says right there. Praise God. Oh, I just jumped. My eyes just jumped down to something else. Oh my, the word is so good, isn't it? But let's go back over that. Verse 19, wherefore my beloved brethren, be swift to hear, slow to speak and slow to wrath, and putting away these different things, these filthiness, overflowing of wickedness, and receive with meekness. When you receive with meekness, the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. The word is engrafted within your spirit man. You're speaking it out. you're receiving it with meekness, and your mind is being renewed. Hallelujah. It saves those souls. It starts affecting your mind. It starts affecting your will. You want to do God's will. The word starts affecting your emotions. You want your emotions under control and not out of control and reacting to whatever comes, but actually responding with the word, not reacting with emotions, an emotional outburst. All right. Now look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. It says, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." Now, he's not just only talking about what we might consider sexual impurity, but he's talking about the lusts of the flesh, what the flesh wants to do. Move aside from what the flesh wants to do to follow what the Spirit wants to do. All right. And this is vital when you're faced with a health crisis or you're faced with a financial situation. Your flesh wants to, you know, it wants to react in some way. If someone gets mad at you, you want to react in anger, maybe. You know, if somebody cuts you off in traffic driving here in the United States, you know, you might want to react to that, or you might want to react to negative news with the flesh. You see, those fleshly lusts are warring against your mind, will, and emotions. Those reactions are warring or at war with you. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants you to conform to the world and the way the world would do it, or the way the world would react. But what happens when you do that? You become double-minded. You've got to realize there are spirits, demonic spirits, there are natural circumstances, and there are your own thoughts that are being produced from the unrenewed mind and from the enemy, who tries to put them in the first person, singular, and those things are warring against your soul. But let's look back at James 1, verse 18. It says this, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." You see, your soul is not prospering. It's your mind, will, and emotions are not prospering when you're double-minded. When you're thinking, and I've been there, we've all been there at some point in time or another. Don't feel condemned right now, but when you've not walked in the Word, when you've not thought in line with the Word, maybe you haven't been in the Word enough, or maybe you're letting whatever you're focused on be something other than the Word, other than the Word of God, other than love, other than faith, other than forgiveness. And when we're focused, our minds are dominated by those things, or we're focused on those areas, we're not focused on the Word. And all of a sudden, we try to get back on the Word, we become double-minded. And we will not receive anything from God. Nothing. I mean, but why? Because we're wavering. And if you'll read that first part of James, we've got into that quite a bit, but we in these podcasts, but it's so important. In fact, let's just go back for a minute. Verse 2 of James chapter 1. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing this, the testing of your faith produces patience." If you let it, I always add that on there. "But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. If you lack wisdom," like in the midst of a trial or a test, "let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith," this is key here, "nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not this man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." Man, I just emphasize each word of that because I've been there so often. But the next verse says, we just looked at, "a double-minded man is unstable." Well, praise God, I want to be a single-minded man. And I want you to be a single-minded man, woman, boy, or girl. And that way, you will be stable in all your ways, and you'll receive what the Lord has. Praise God, everything he has. And that's called the prosperous soul. So your soul must prosper to be able to live and walk in the Holy Spirit and in the Spirit of God and what he has suggested, rather what he has said is available for us in the Word. Let's look at one last scripture for the day. 3 John 2. I know some of you were expecting me to get there and we finally got there. 3 John 2. We're talking about your soul must prosper. God wants this in your life. 3 John 2, "Beloved, I wish," and I'm no Greek scholar, but the Greek does read the word pray there also. I pray. So here's John praying for us. All right. And really, if you can think about it, it's the Holy Spirit praying for us through John, because he's writing it. And he says, "But I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health." even as your soul prospers, even as your soul prospers. I'm going to say it again. Even as your soul prospers. Verse 3, he goes on to say, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, even as you walk in the truth. I love this verse 4. I have no greater joy than to hear my children walk in the truth. They're walking in the word. And that's what you and I are going to do today. That's what you and I are going to do this week. We're going to walk in the truth. We're going to walk in the word. But let's roll back to verse 2, 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray or wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You see, your soul will prosper as you put yourself in the word. You will prosper in the natural. You will prosper in health, but it's according to the prosperity of your soul. Praise God. The prosperity of your soul. What would that be? Let's go back. Mind renewal equals spirit dominion. Your mind is renewed to the word. That'd be prosperity. Your will is in line with God's will. That'd be prosperity. And your emotions are under the dominion of your spirit. That'd be prosperity. In other words, you've got peace. You're walking in the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Hallelujah. There's no law. There's no law that can war against the soul because my soul is being saved and continually by the word of God. Hallelujah. We've got to get a hold of this, and we can. That's what's so great. You and I can get a hold of this and walk in the word. We can renew our minds to the word and start thinking differently. Thinking differently than the way we were thinking yesterday. Hallelujah. Or 5 minutes ago. Why? Because we're renewing our mind to life. Life, life, life. Life and not death. Praise God. We're choosing life. So today I encourage you, choose life. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the word works.